Good morning and welcome to the Friday, August 31st edition of Byers & Company. This hour, we'll check in with the Education Spotlight and tell you what's going on with District 61. Plus, we'll talk to Fraternal Order of Police State Lodge President Chris Southwood about this Labor Day weekend. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a very busy Friday as we head into the three-day weekend, wrapping up, well, almost wrapping up our Hot 25. We're heading down to Arthur, Illinois. Do you know how far is Arthur? Do we know? It's about 30 minutes?
About 30 minutes, yeah.
Or is it maybe a little further than that?
It might be a little bit further.
I get my Hammonds and Atwoods and Arcolas and Arthurs all sort of mixed up, right?
Yeah, I do too. Because there's directionally like and everything else, yes.
It's not going to matter. You just grab the red key fob and you'll be there in about 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I'm not worried about that. Speed is not my concern. It's been a while since I've been to Arthur.
Yeah.
We went to the Cheese Festival a couple of years ago, and then we're going to be there, and then Monday, the Labor Day Pops concert, mm-hmm. which is at Hickory Point Golf Course. That's going to be amazing, and it's free and open to the public.
Oh, yeah.
So 6
Get there
o'clock.
Early, though.
From what I understand, though, if you're not able to go, we're going to be sharing the link from Rutherford mm-hmm. Video. They're going to be streaming it live with sound and
yep.
everything. Full on symphony. That's going to be great. And then next weekend, we're going to, is it Arcola?
Yes.
Arcola. What's with the Olas?
Broom Corn Festival.
No, I know, but there's like Tuscola, Arcola.
Don't know.
Isn't that the Cola Wars? Don't
That's
they call
the
Cola, that
yeah.
when they
play? Which is actually back this year. It's been gone for a couple of years.
See how that all ties together? Mm-hmm. And then we're done with our 25, and that means summer's over.
Mm-hmm. Arthur's about half hour. Yeah, it is about a half hour.
So about 8 minutes.
Yeah, about 8 minutes in your
in the new
track hog.
The new Bob Brady. Yeah. 707 horsepower.
Uh-huh.
Did I mention that?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
Starting in second gear.
It does start in second gear. It absolutely does. And when you hit the gas, the car lifts. I mean, I didn't even know how to like explain it to you. It's sort of like doing a wheelie in a car.
It does this thing.
You feel G's. Like, I mean, you sort of, it's quite amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. We'll be sharing all of that with you over the weekend. Watch for the videos on NowDecatur.com and the NowDecatur Facebook page. All right. Ashley Grada joins us from District 61, part of our Education Spotlight that we have brought back because we are just tired of the rest of the media telling you bad stuff. And there's just too many stories to tell. And every Friday morning, we're going to give a chunk of time to District 61 and tell you about some great programs. Now, Ashley, I secretly think, runs everything at the district. I know they say Paul does, but I'm pretty sure she's in charge of all of it. And you had a conversation. This goes back a ways because this program is now fully underway. But I want to go
Correct.
Back to the genesis of this. You sat down, you and District 61 folks sat down with Caterpillar because of why?
We sat down with Caterpillar in February timeframe because Kendall Briscoe had come to Mike Dugan and I and said, hey, leadership at Caterpillar recognizes we have a shortage in filling welding positions. And we realize the district has tons of students that may or may not be headed on that college pathway. So what can we do? We sat down in the February timeframe and we literally developed this program. And what came out of it is the Caterpillar Career Pathways. And it's just been an awesome experience. And we're very grateful for the partnership from Caterpillar.
Okay, so you go back to sort of the beginning of the second semester last year and
Correct.
You developed three phases to this program.
Correct.
So there was a summer internship, there
Yes.
was a fall semester, and then a spring semester, which is a co-op program. Now, these kids are going to be paid the whole time for all of this.
Yes.
But what did they have to do to get in the program? There was pretty strict.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There was a lot of preparation for the students to even be approved for the program. So the students had to apply. They had to submit letters of recommendation. They had to go on a Caterpillar tour. They had to do a Caterpillar-based interview. They had to go through a drug screening. So, and I mean, out of the 25 students that were initially interested, we had 14 that were selected for the program. So after they completed all of the phases, Caterpillar actually offered them an opportunity that began in June, and they went through the six-week weld program that an 18-year-old or a 30-year-old off of the street that would be hired by Caterpillar would go through. So this summer, the students began early June. They worked Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is a paid opportunity for the students. They graduated. We had 10 students that graduated from the weld and manufacturing program August 3rd, and they took a couple of weeks off, and then this past Monday they began the fall phase, which is they go to school first through third hour, and then they report to work Monday through Friday, 12 to 5.
All right, and so these are like 2.5 credit hours. I mean, they're getting credit hours for doing this work. They're also getting paid $11.50 an hour for this whole thing.
Exactly.
And then they're going to come out the other side of this with a career path for them, which we've talked a lot about with the Duane Andreas Ag Academy, and welding is certainly, you know, a part of this. You know, these are real jobs, really good paying jobs.
Absolutely.
In fact, during the whole SWAG campaign, we talked to a young lady who is a District 61 grad who actually works for Caterpillar. And talked about the amazing opportunities in welding. So there are other areas in which companies can find out a way to do this, either through the Ag Academy or through some program that's specifically created for them with District 61, right?
Exactly. And that's what that is going to be part of my work this year, is reaching out to other employers. I've already began saying, okay, what is your pipeline shortage in the future? And how can we create and develop and implement programs that help build sustainable programs for the district and the community? Because when you build programs like this, you're not only helping out district students, but you're providing a pipeline that helps the community.
Which is essential, because there's not an employer that you're going to talk to that's not going to have this problem in one area, if not several areas.
Exactly.
We were at our advisory committee meeting for the Duane Andreas Ag Academy a couple of months ago, and as each person got up, there were like 52 people there from all different, walks of life and career, you know, avenues, and person after person, whether it was the IBEW or whatever, said, look, you know, our average age is 47. I mean, we got to get kids interested in this career path. So it's exciting. And by the way, every time we talk about this, there's always somebody on Facebook that wants to say that we're not encouraging kids to go to college. If that's that kid's path, that's great. No one is saying that at all.
Right.
It's just saying not everyone's on the same path.
Absolutely.
And I think public education for a long time kind of took the nobility away or sort of treated it as underclass, that to go into the trades was a bad thing. Not a bad thing. People raising families and making good money and really making themselves a heck of a career out of doing this type of thing.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm most excited about is programs like this, because as you mentioned, Brian, not everyone is going to college, and that's just our reality. But how can we as a district, how can we as a community step up and provide those students post-secondary career training? Because no matter whether you're on the college track or the vocational technical track, you need those essential skills to be successful. And we need more opportunities for those students so that we as a district are reaching out and meeting the needs of all students. No matter what pathway you're on, you have opportunities to
succeed. Kids are a step ahead of some of the smarter kids that you would think of, like want to be an 8-year degree master's student. They're making $11.50 an hour, more than they would be making, at a typical, 17-year-old job. They're getting a skill set that's going to last them for a life. And I know for a fact, welders are in such demand. I mean, you want to go work on the pipeline, you could be making six figures in a couple of years. And that's a pretty impressive thing. So I think these kids have got it figured out. They're as smart as anybody you've got in the district.
It's been an amazing process to see the students flourish, to see them be put in environments where they are around adults, where they are taught to act professionally and taught a lot of those essential skills like professionalism and showing up to work on time and different things like that. And what I love most about the program is after they complete all three phases successfully, Caterpillar has stepped up and said, you all will apply, you all will have the upper hand for a full-time job offering benefits, and then they'll go from $11.50 an hour to $17, and then after 60 days, they will be considered full-time employees. Now you're talking full-time benefits, tuition reimbursement, all of those things right at 18 years old.
Yeah, and then here's the great thing that I think that people don't realize about companies like Caterpillar is once you get in the door there, then you don't have to even, I mean, if welding is your thing, you can make a good living, but they'll pay for your secondary education.
Exactly.
If you want to get into management or go into other areas, a lot of people start out as welders and end up, in management.
That was my dad.
Yeah, but I mean, but this is a way where you're doing it all in a very organized way and in a structured way, and making $11.50 an hour, which, by the way, summer before your senior year all the way through spring and or fall and spring semesters, that's pretty good money for a 17-year-old kid.
Absolutely. It's $22,000 before taxes.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at our community and our socioeconomic and our poverty status right here in the community, for a 17-year-old student to be able to make $11.50 an hour, sometimes that's more than what mom or dad or
absolutely.
Somebody
and
else
then, and at the same time, getting a lifelong skill that's going to make them valuable forever. That's just fantastic stuff. Now, I assume this is going to be even better next year and expanded.
Yes.
I mean, more interest from students.
Yes. We got a late start. This was our pilot program. Caterpillar has already committed to doing it again next year and building, maybe even adding more pathways. Maybe they'll look at HR. They've already added manufacturing even into this year. So we're looking to grow and expand the program, even with student interest. But it's just been a wonderful transformation for our students to see them in June as kind of nervous kids. And when I'm out there and I'm talking to them now, they have a certain confidence, you know, being able to succeed in this program.
Yeah, they're getting ready for life. That's an amazing thing. Well, kudos to you and to all the DPS staff. I know Mike Dugan was involved, who's no longer, you know, took another position, but there were other people that were involved. But kudos to Caterpillar.
Definitely.
You know, you can just talk about, like, hey, we don't have a workforce, or you can invest to make sure that we're creating that workforce.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. Well, Ashley, great work. Good
Thank
stuff.
You. Thank you.
We should come out and talk to these kids, don't you think, for the swag campaign? Because certainly welding falls under that, you know, agribusiness umbrella,
exactly.
And as does Caterpillar. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. So thank you for sharing that story with us today.
Definitely. Thanks for having us.
All right. Ashley Green, District 61. There you go. 10 kids well on their way to becoming welders. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got partly sunny skies, highs around 86 degrees. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. For your Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 88 degrees. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 88. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 64 degrees.